Dino Weeble is the bench coach for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and I've wanted to get him on for a while because I had a conversation with Aaron Sanchez. It was in July, and it was just before the All-Star break, and it was actually at the time when, if you remember, when we were trying to, Kansas City was in town, and we were going through this whole thing, is Aaron going to be in the All-Star game, or is he not going to be in the All-Star game? And I had a conversation with Aaron because I'd done some reading, and I'd found out that that he was involved in this clinic in the offseason in his hometown, Barstow, California, with Dino Weeble. And I remember reading the story, and we just started talking. And Aaron started telling me the story, and I guess it makes sense at the time. He said, well, you know, when I was younger coming up through high school, part of me thought that I was actually going to end up with the Angels, not just because I knew Dino, who was in the organization, but he said there was a lot of chatter because it was a real good year for high school pitching in California that particular year. And he said, you know, there were a bunch of us who thought that we may end up going in the draft around each other. There was Dylan Covey, Taijuan Walker, Pete Tago. And so essentially, Aaron said, I thought that I was probably going to end up with the Angels. Instead, the Angels had three picks in front of Sanchez, and they picked a third baseman, Caleb Cowart from Georgia, Cam Bedrosian, a pitcher from Georgia, and Chevy Clark, an outfielder from Georgia. So it's kind of a funny little story and just kind of tells you a little bit about how things work out in baseball, and we are very pleased to be joined by Dino Weeble. So, Dino, I understand that Aaron and your daughter were good friends through school. That must have been something for you. We'll talk about the clinic and your relationship with Aaron and about Aaron in a minute, but just that whole process of this teenager that you've known for a long time, guys draft eligible, and all the chatters out there that you guys might not get him. That must have made for some interesting times.
Oh, no doubt about it, guys. And again, thanks for having me on today. And Aaron is right. You know, I remember to this day where, you know, we were sitting there playing a game and the draft was going on. And I thought for sure that, hey, the Angels were going to take him. I knew Aaron growing up, always, you know, coming to watch us play at Angel Stadium, grew up as an Angel fan. And you know, you said that we had the first three or four picks in the first 37, you know, picks that year. And, you know, the Angels were hot on him. So I thought for sure that we were going to grab him. But you guys stole him from us. And, you know, this kid I watched grow up from when he was 11, 10 years old in Little League. And we're both from the same town. And I knew we had something special going on with Aaron.
Now, it's funny because I had a chance to talk to John Gibbons earlier this year. We were talking about Aaron. And, I mean, Dino, it's like anything else. There are players that managers, you can just tell when you talk to manager, there are players that managers kind of feel close to in sort of a, I don't even know how you describe it. But, I mean, we saw a lot of scenes this year in the dugout where, you know, John would be going down to get a drink. He'd see Aaron. He'd, like, pat him on the shoulder or, you know, Aaron would go up and give him a hug and stuff like this. And I remember talking to John about Aaron Sanchez. And he said, you know, every now and then you run into a kid that you just, it's almost like it's your son. He's a kid that you really like. He's a kid that, you know, interests you. When he comes in, he says hi to you in the office. There's just kind of, it almost seems like there's that relationship there. And you know, you're a human being, so you do have that little maybe tendency to favor a guy a little bit. What is it about Aaron? Because other people have said that as well, that, you know, he's a big kid. He's confident, but he kind of pulls back on the cockiness a little bit.
Absolutely. I'd have to agree with John because that's how I feel. I feel like that, you know, as a father to him because, you know, growing up and, you know, we had our clinic in Barstow every year and he would be the first one there. And, you know, I know his mom and dad really well and he'd come over to the house. And again, like you said it earlier, at the time my daughter Destiny was, you know, around his age and they grew up together. And, you know, this kid will grow on you. He always asks questions. He's looking to get better, constantly, you know, wants to be the best. And I'll tell you a story. I remember him coming to Angel Stadium his senior year in high school, and Vladimir Guerrero was on our team. And I said, hey, you know, if you get drafted and one day you're pitching against Vladdy, you know, how are you gonna pitch to this guy? And he said, I'm gonna come in on him and I'm gonna strike him out. So, you know, that was a 16-year-old senior high school kid already, you know, talking baseball and just He's always wanted to do his best. He wants to be the best, but he just doesn't tell anybody.
Mm. Yeah, Dino, with everything that's went on with the sixth man and trying to basically invent ways to keep him in the rotation, has any of this surprised you with the way Aaron has handled this, whether the way he talks, the way his demeanor is? Anything surprise you about this?
No, absolutely not. This guy is a pro. He wants the team to win. He's all about being a team player, you know. And I was pretty happy to see when we came into town. I knew he was. There was talk about him getting optioning down and, you know, controlling his innings. And I read that hey, send me down if I'm just going to sit up here for 10 or 12, 13 days and not do anything. And bring somebody up here to help the team win. And that's Aaron Sanchez. That's who this guy's about. Team becomes first before him. And he showed it right there. He's going to go down, go down to Dunedin, get his work in, and then when they call him back up, he'll be ready to pitch for you guys.
You know, that was such a good high school pitching class. And, you know, California, that's not unusual because California is a pretty rich market for baseball talent. But just how good was that? You know, because I'm looking at these guys now as they are as professionals. I can't picture them as high schoolers, but just how good was the high school pitching in California that year? Because Sanchez talks about it. He said it was like every day I see somebody and go, geez, he's almost as good as I am.
Yeah, he's right. And I remember talking to him about it. And I remember when he went to the Aflac All-American high school game in San Diego. And, that's all he was talking about was, I think Bryce Harper played in that game too. Mm-hmm. He just said, Dino, the pitching is so high this year, and there's like four or five guys that, that are going to be top rounders. And I just told him, I said, Aaron, you can't control that. Just go out there. When you get the ball, you do your best. You're ready for this opportunity. You're ready for the challenge. And that's exactly what he did. And again, we talk about it still to this day when we get together, the staff and I, Mike Socia, Ron Renneke, and the guys. We talk about how good that year was, and we had a lot of picks in that round, and we passed on all of them. But we do have Cameron Droge and Caleb Coward, who's with us now, and I'm looking back and seeing all that talent was awesome to see.
Yeah, Dino, how, in your opinion, how high is the ceiling for Aaron? This year he's, to me, separated himself because he's added the breaking ball. He's had a lot of confidence. He can throw it anytime, any count, no matter who's on base. In your mind, you know him better than we do. You've been around him longer. What's the ceiling on Aaron Sanchez?
Well, I could tell you this, guys. I'm looking at Cy Young at one of these years for him, and this year, if his innings weren't being controlled, he'd be one of your guys, maybe competing for that Cy Young Award winner. This guy is going to shoot for the stars because he's got the talent. He's gotten bigger, stronger. He believes in his heart that he can be the best. And he's this year with his, he's always, for me, coming up through high school, watching him pitch in the minor leagues, looking at his stats. He had a little bit of control, had a little bit of high walk here and there. And this year he's done outstanding. So, again, this guy is going out. He's learning. Give credit to all the pitching coaches throughout the organization and pitching coach here in the major leagues, helping him, just controlling that strike zone. And you said it, anytime you can throw 97, 98 and the ball's not straight and it's moving everywhere and all of a sudden you drop that curveball down for strikes, look out, because hitters are going to go back thinking, oh my God, what are we going to hit with this guy today? So I'm proud of him. I hope one day he's one of your guys at Cy Young's, and he deserves it. He truly works hard every day, and one day he's going to get that award.
Now, he also stays in touch, obviously, with people in Barstow, and I know that he's a regular at the clinic. You've held that clinic. Wait, it's in January in Barstow. You've held for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been doing it. Barstow's a small town, and there's always been some athletes that come through there. One big leaguer who played for Montreal was Dan Norman. He still joins me in that clinic, and we all get together, all the guys that are in the minor leagues, college, we come together that day. I call all those guys up and just get back to the community. And again, Aaron has never missed. He's the first one there, starts at 9 in the morning, and I meet him there around 7, and all we do is talk baseball. So I look forward to that. It's a great day for us in the city of Barstow, but what a great guy to have representing Barstow and here in Toronto.
Dino, I want to ask you a little bit about the Angels as well. It's been, obviously, it goes without saying, it's been a tough year for you guys. What are you guys looking at right now in terms of constituting progress? You know, at the end of the year, what will you see that will say, hey, it wasn't, obviously the year didn't go the way we wanted it to go, but we've seen some signs of progress?
I think you said it. It's a tough year, and, you know, we got hit by injuries early with our pitching staff, but I think this year gives this organization a chance to see some guys maybe that wouldn't have got the call up. As soon as this year, we're going to turn all these guys that have already been up here, we're giving them a great look to see what this organization have, what's in the future. And when September rolls around, we're going to call up another, you know, four or five more guys that, again, if we were in the hunt, maybe they wouldn't get this opportunity. So just talking with Mike and the staff every day, we're looking to get better. We're looking to see what kind of talent we have in this organization, and we're going to give these young kids a chance here in the last, you know, 5-6 weeks to go after it.